Hello.
Hey, if everybody wants to kind of move in and maybe get a chair if you'd like, and there is water over here in the cooler, we're going to get started here in just a couple of 3 minutes, okay? Okay, everybody. Everybody's in a good mood today because I hear everybody going. It's a good day in Madisonville and Hopkins County. Project Last Hurrah just turned into the first hurrah, by the way, for 2025. Governor, thank you for coming. We appreciate that. Very nice. Last time you were down here, we were introducing Hollywood to Madisonville. Now we're introducing E. Hoffman Plastics to West Kentucky. Yay! One good thing about E. Hoffman Plastic, it is a family-owned company. Paul, Samir, Vikram, Kayla, you can't find anybody that's got integrity, empathy. They care about their employees. They told me what they were going to do and why. It's those little things that make a difference in this life. And Paul, Vikram, and Samir, you don't know how grateful we are to have you here today. Thank you. You know, you think about a project like this, and I'm going to take a minute and I think the buzzword, hey, Rocky Atkins, how are you? Good to see you. You slipped in on me. Thank you. Rocky, you made me lose my train of thought. You know, I think one of the buzzwords you hear is collaboration. And I'm going to call some names out. And all these names have had a part in making this project happen. And I want call them out. And if you would, just kind of raise your hand as I go through. Wade Williams, you're our state rep, president of EDC. Kelly Forbes, executive director of operations and communications with EDC. Mayor Cotton and his council, y'all kind of raise your hand. There's Marvin. Judge Executive Jack Whitfield and the Magistrate of the Court. I know Billy Parrish is here, Ronnie Noll, I saw some others. I'd also like to thank the Board of Madisonville Hopkins County Economic Development Corp, the IDA Board, and the Hopkins County Development Corp for making all this and being a part of it. If the board members of all those three kind of raise their hands so we can see them. Jason Vincent's here with PAD. Jason, I know you're here. Corky Pete worked directly with him to get the state incentives. Mr. Corky Pete with the State Economic Development Cabinet. Jody Lassiter with CSX, thank you. You've been a big part because I know this rail is going to be important. Justin Lamb, Ron Johnson Associates. When it first got started, Justin donated his time and his energy, and I don't know how many hours he spent working with Paul, Victor, and Samir on this project, just doing design work. Justin, it was greatly appreciated. Thank you. And some other good news. It's always nice when they select and do business with local firms. It's my understanding this project's going to be directed by Downey Construction, a locally owned company. Josh, we thank you for that. Ben Lutz, our plant manager at Land of Frost, neighbor sitting back there. Thank you, Ben. Okay. Hopefully I didn't forget anybody, and I'm going to now turn this over to the president of the Madisonville-Hopkins County Economic Development Corp, Mr. Wade Williams.
Great job, Bill. So when I started the House of Representatives, the old guy that sat beside me said, if you can't get everything you want to say in 3 minutes, then you need to go home. So I promise you I'll hold it 3 minutes, but good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here, and it's my pleasure to welcome Governor Beshear. Thank you for coming. Paul, Vikram, Samir, our local elected leaders, members of our economic development boards, our business community, and our community members that showed up today. Thank you all for being here. Today's exciting. We officially break ground. I promise this to be a game-changing, we believe, investment in Hopkins County. E-Hoffman Plastics Manufacturing Facility. And we believe it's more than a groundbreaking. We believe it's a turning point for Hopkins County. Today, we welcome a company with a strong legacy in innovation, quality manufacturing, and community partnership. E. Hoffman Plastics has been a trusted name in high-performance packaging for many years, and their decision to expand operations here is a tremendous vote of confidence to our city, our people, and the potential of us here. This new facility represents a capital investment. Not only a capital investment in our local economy, but more importantly, 164 new jobs. Jobs that offer stability, skill building, and career paths for local residents, not for today, but for the long term. You see, these owners are not just building a plant, they're planting roots right here in Hopkins County. And for us, this is exactly the partnership we work to attract. A company that values innovation, invests in their people, and is committed to community. With their strong emphasis on innovation, lean manufacturing, and workplace conditions, E. Hoffman Plastics is not just building products here, they're helping build a globally competitive economy. From an economic development perspective, the ripple effects will be real for a lot of people we see out here today. It strengthens our regional supply chain, boosts our local infrastructure. It brings opportunities for small businesses, suppliers, and our workforce partners. It adds momentum. We're building together, one investment at a time, to create a thriving, diversified economy. And I want to sincerely thank Paul, Vikram, and Samir for choosing this site and seeing the promise in our people. Your commitment and your vision are exactly what to make today possible. And I'd like to recognize the many partners. Bill kind of alluded to some of these that helped get this project off the finish line. Bill Rudd, you know, he hatched this thing. We couldn't let him go without bringing him around to see it through. Kelly Forbes, Judge Executive Jack Whitfield, Kevin Cotton, our city and county leaders, our utility providers, our economic development boards who had the vision to invest in this site, to develop it and have it ready. The governor and his staff at the economic development staff, you know, I can't say enough. They're probably behind the scenes. A lot of people don't know what they do, but they really were the glue that held this thing together, and they worked a lot behind the scenes. Also, want to make mention that the General Assembly allowed funding for economic development. We allow, and we appreciate that as well. And projects like this just don't happen by accident. They're a result of what Bill said, by collaboration, by trust, by shared belief in what we can achieve together. So as we're going to put shovels in the ground today, we're also laying a foundation for jobs and for growth and for opportunity. This facility will not only produce world-class packaging, it will produce possibility, pride, and long-term prosperity for the people who live and work here. So on behalf of the entire community, I welcome E. Hoffman Plastics, and we're thrilled to have you here. And we can't wait to see what all you're going to accomplish here in the years to come. Now, next, I'd like to introduce the headline speaker today. And it's good to have a governor who gets economic development,
yes,
who's invested in it and cares about it. There's hardly a week that goes by our governor's not announcing a new economic development project somewhere in our state, either in person or via media, and we're honored that he's interested enough in Madisonville and Hopkins County to show up here and be with us today. Thank you.
Thank y'all. It is good to be in Hopkins County, and as you all know, I always say good things come from Hopkins County. I want to thank Representative Williams for all of his work, and I want to tell everybody today is a good day. It is a good day for Western Kentucky. It's a good day for the future workforce in Western Kentucky. It's a good day for the families that are going to have more than 160 new opportunities to put food on their table and to provide more opportunity for their kids and for their grandkids. Now, today, we are here on a day that's about as hot as I can remember. We like to say in Kentucky, we have all four seasons, often every week. Yeah. It is not normally this hot, though, but the benefit is shorter speeches, and I'm going to do my best. Today, we're here to break ground on E. Hoffman Packaging's new state-of-the-art facility. This milestone marks another important step for this international partnership. We are proud to be E. Hoffman Packaging's first American location. Thank you for picking up. To our Canadian friends, companies, and investors in Kentucky, I want you to know that we stand with you, we support you, and we want to keep this relationship growing. Canada and Kentucky, we're good together. And we're good together because here in Kentucky, we are open for business with a unique location and a talented, growing workforce. This company is investing $43 million in Hopkins County. And maybe a little more as construction proceeds. But again, they are creating 164 plus great new jobs, and I hear that may grow over time. And we hope it does. Because in Kentucky, when we welcome you, we want you to be successful. We want you to be profitable. We want this to be your most profitable facility in the world, because we know when that happens, you expand, you add jobs. As you grow, our community grows with you. Right now, we're welcoming more people and more business to our new Kentucky home, where we like to say the pace of business is fast, but the pace of life is just right. We've gotten to this point that we are today by working together, by leading with common sense, by finding common ground, and by caring most about getting things done. I think we recognize that there's nothing Democrat or Republican about a good job. It just lifts up that family. And because of that, we haven't just worked in a nonpartisan fashion, in a bipartisan fashion. We've worked in a nonpartisan fashion, not worried about moving something to the right or the left, but just moving it forward for each and every one of our families. Everyone here working together is how we build that new Kentucky home where opportunity and prosperity is available for everyone. And I love how we've seen these last 5 years, jobs not just come to our biggest of cities, but to Western and Eastern Kentucky, with Western Kentucky seeing more new jobs in these last 5 years than I can ever remember. Together, we're leaving the stereotypes of the past in the past, and we are embracing our role as a national economic leader. Each of the last 5 years, we've ranked in the top five per capita in economic development in the country. Together, we brought in a record $36 billion of new investments since I became governor. That's the most of any governor. And so I call my dad and I tell him that every single night. He's from Hopkins County, just down the road. Together, we've announced a record 62,000 new Kentucky jobs, and that's even before this great announcement. Together, we have broken our record for tourism's impact here in the Commonwealth for three straight years. And together, we've broken our exports record twice with more than $47 billion in goods shipped around the world in 2024 alone. And we thank our Canadian friends because that is our largest export market at nearly 22% of all of Kentucky's exports. What I'm telling you is now Kentucky and regional, we are global. We secured the largest general fund surplus ever, the largest rainy day fund ever, the record for the longest period of low unemployment. We have more jobs filled and more people working in Kentucky than ever before in our history, and we did it all while lowering the income tax and the property tax rate four separate times. And here we are in Madisonville and in Hopkins County just as proof of our success. Madisonville was named as one of 2024's top economic development cities of its size. Congratulations from Site Selection Magazine. And what I love is we had more cities on that list than ever before, which meant we were celebrating in Bowling Green and Owensboro, here in Madisonville, and in so many different areas. What we're seeing is it's not an either or. We can lift everyone up and leave no one behind. As we continue to bring in job after job after job, let's make sure we're providing training through our career and technical education programs, through KCTCS, through our four-year degrees, to make sure that every Kentucky child has a path to prosperity and opportunity. With great team Kentucky partners like E. Hoffman Packaging, we're building on our incredible economic momentum and making sure this success reaches every neighborhood, every single family, and every single Kentuckian. So thank you to the entire Hoffman team. Let's thank this family again for their investment in this community. Let me say, I think you're getting the best, not just on the state level and our legislature and our executive branch. You are getting the best on the local level. Judge Jack Whitfield is one of the best county judge executives in this Commonwealth. I entrusted my dad's hometown to him in the rebuilding. He has done an amazing job working hand in hand with us on economic development. Judge, thank you for your tireless work. And Mayor Cotton has welcomed opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. I just drove by a major expansion that we were at a couple years ago. We were announcing the Western Kentucky Film Initiative, getting out there, finding what's next in those next generation of jobs. And when tornadoes hit not once but twice in areas very close to my hometown, he sent everything in that direction. Thank you for Madisonville being there for all the surrounding communities. And to your state representative, thank you for the continued investment in bringing sites like this and other sites around the Commonwealth closer and closer to not just being shovel ready, but build ready. Speed to market, getting a company up and operating faster than anywhere else is one of the main reasons that we're winning time after time. But that takes hard work and that takes money. And our General Assembly has seen the value in it, and we've gotten those dollars out, and it's led to a lot of days like today. So the announcement, which wasn't that long ago, was exciting. That's the hope. The groundbreaking here is the progress, but I'm going to be back for the ribbon cutting because that's the reality. That's when the jobs are here. That's when the lives are changed. That's when this community will be forever altered for the better because of this company and because of this family's decision to locate here. So let's make sure we treat them really well when they come into town. Let's make sure that we are always getting the very best workforce for them. Let's make sure that we make that promise that they're going to be successful, and we work to follow through on it day after day after day. So once again, thank you. And to everybody who's here, I'm honored to join you today, standing next to this county and every good day we have. We got to remember that life's short. Our job is to do good things and to be kind to each other, and we're doing a whole lot of that today. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all for being here today. As the governor said, I'm Jack Whitfield, the Hopkins County Judge, and it's a great thing to see everybody here today. And I know several people have already mentioned all the people to thank, so I'm going to skip part of that to make this a little bit shorter. But I did want to mention the Rocky, the point guard, that got this going. Bill Rudd, I know you called it your last hurrah. That's wrong. You're still going to be hanging around. But Bill came to the city and the county and the other organizations and the state and said, look, we have got to prepare to have a new business come in. We've got to get the property. We've got to get the work done. speed to market is key. When Bill Rudd came and told us that, we're all like, where do we get the money from? I don't care. We got to do it, or we don't get anything. So, Bill, you drove this. You got this done with help from some others, but this is you, Bill Rudd. Thank you very much. And it did take a lot of other people from EDC and the governor's office. And, you know, the governor and I, it's great to be here with you today. We met under not ideal circumstances, you'd say. We spent the first couple of years getting to know each other, helping people recover from disasters. We saw hopelessness and despair every time we were together, and then started seeing the rebuild and things got better. It is amazing to be with you today when we're making an announcement that gives the future hope, that gives the people something that they know they can shoot for to be employed here. But the people I want to thank the most today are Paul, Samir, and Vikram. You all are putting your trust, your faith, your money, and your love into this community. Without people like you, it doesn't matter what me or Mayor Cotton or Bill or even the governor does.
Wait a minute.
We can help you get here, but if you aren't willing to take that chance, it doesn't happen. So I just hope this community understands that and sees what an investment you are making into this community. And I can't wait to see where it goes. And I will promise you that everybody here will do everything we can to make this transition smooth, to get your employees, to get this building up. You've got a great team behind you already here locally. And again, I just wanted to say thank you so much. You are what is bringing hope to this community today. The power behind the announcement. Mark Aaliyah.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be here, Governor.
Yes, sir.
Elected officials, the economic development team here, and my friend Bill Rudd. We're very, very excited to be here, and every day we get more excited when we meet more people here. We tour around the town, and we get more excited. All I can tell you is that I was just looking at the land here. I don't think it's big enough for our dreams yet. So there's more to come. There's more to come, and this is our third plant out of Canada. This is our fourth plant. We got one in Canada, two in Europe, and we're hoping that this will be a very, very, very big one. I just toured the college today, and Melanie was very kind to give us a tour with Bill Rudd. So impressed. And we need good people, and we'll build it. And we not only build a good company, but we'll participate making it this community better. We'll be very good corporate citizen, and we always been, and we always will be, because that's what our strength is. Thank you so much for coming, and we're looking forward to working with all of you. And thanks again, Governor. Thank you so much.
Well, I can tell you that the governor mentioned it, our life is short, and sometimes we're reminded of that. But this is what I can tell you. What we've already learned about Paul, Vikram, and Samir is that they are extremely family-oriented and community-oriented. And when we're looking at doing things in our community and bringing businesses in and looking for those investments and those opportunities, what better partner to have than somebody that recognizes family first and then their community? Because as we grow as a community, you need those great corporate sponsors. We could not do what we're doing today with this groundbreaking ceremony without everybody that's been thanked already. It is great, just as Judge Jack Whitfield has said, to finally be able to be in an event with the governor that he's not calling because we've got tragedy or disaster. But yet we are here to recognize an investment that a family is making into our community. You now have a new family in Madisonville, Kentucky. And we want you to know that as hard as that everybody has worked for you up to this point, we're just getting started. And we will continue to pour into you and to your company as you grow in our community. It is an honor to be standing here before you all today. It's an honor to just really be standing. But it's an honor to be here today because we're here to celebrate your investment in our community as you grow your family. So for that, we're grateful. And I want to say thank you to each of you for what you're doing in our community. To Bill Rudd, this wouldn't even be possible if it weren't for you. We all standing here know that, and you know that, which is why I'd never accepted the resignation letter or the sixth retirement letter. Matter of fact, you took the letter back, so we don't have any documentation. Bill, you saw an opportunity to pour into this community, to find an opportunity to put this community on the map, to showcase who we were and what we were capable of. This was your idea to step up and say, we need to build Ready Site, guys. We need it for speed to market. You recognized it. You saw it. You went after it. You wouldn't take no for an answer, and you made this happen. You made this Build Ready Site happen, which allowed you all to be able to come in as E. Hoffman Plastics for speed to market. So thank you, Bill Rudd. We will forever be in debt to you for what you brought to this community. Thank you very much.
Evidently, y'all don't know me very well. Those were two kind words. Let's move over now to the groundbreaking ceremony, okay? I stole that.
I saw you.